The EPA announced this week that Dane, Milwaukee, Brown, Waukesha, Racine, and Columbia counties exceed tougher federal standards for airborne particulates. If the decision takes effect, some businesses would have to add pollution controls and need additional permits. Governor Jim Doyle, who praised the EPA yesterday about a new water pollution grant, said the state will probably try to get the feds to change the fine particle decision.
We have proposed a very far-reaching air quality rule that deals with particulate matter and mercury as well. And we believe that, and this will get worked out in discussions with EPA, but we believe that we will be able to demonstrate that if that rule does go into effect, that we will be able to reach attainment.
But yesterday afternoon, a state assembly committee sent the mercury rule and its multi-pollution option for coal-burning utilities back to the DNR for revisions. DNR Secretary Matt Frank says that could hurt the particulate appeal.
With the assembly's approach to this, we have no strategy. We have nothing that we can go to the EPA with other than saying we're going to regulate this county by county, business by business, with more expense, putting pollution control devices on individual businesses.
A state manufacturers group convinced Republicans on the Assembly Natural Resources Committee that the proposed multi-pollutant plan would affect businesses statewide. But the DNR may just steer the mercury rule to a more friendly legislative panel. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.